Welcome to Shaped by Scripture, a series designed to help you plant God's Word deep in your heart so it can transform your life. Every episode, we'll walk with you through God's Word, guiding you to memorize, understand, and apply Scripture in a way that strengthens your faith and shapes your daily walk with Christ. Here, we believe that when God's Word takes root in your heart, it changes everything from the way you think, to the way you live, to the way you love others. So take a deep breath, open your heart, and let's journey together as we are shaped by Scripture. Contextual understanding. January 6th, 2026. For where your treasure is, there your heart will be also. Matthew 6:21. Matthew 6:21 comes from the Gospel of Matthew, the first book of the New Testament. Matthew, one of Jesus' 12 disciples, is traditionally recognized as the author. He was once a tax collector, someone familiar with wealth, possessions, and the temptations that come with them. His gospel is often described as a bridge between the Old and New Testaments, showing how Jesus fulfills God's promises to Israel. Matthew wrote primarily for a Jewish audience, but his message applies to all believers who want to understand what it means to live as citizens of God's kingdom. The setting of Matthew 6:21 is the Sermon on the Mount chapters 5 through 7, Jesus' longest recorded sermon. In this sermon, Jesus is teaching his disciples and the crowds gathered around him about the values and behaviors of those who belong to the kingdom of heaven. Instead of offering rules alone, Jesus goes deeper, addressing the motivations behind a person's actions. The occasion is one of instruction and correction. Many in Jesus' day thought religious life was about outward actions, public prayers, fasting, or giving to the poor to gain attention. But Jesus emphasizes that God looks at the heart. Our inner motives reveal whether we truly worship Him. Matthew 6:21 is part of a section where Jesus wants, against storing up treasures on earth, things that rust, decay, or can be stolen, verses 19 and 20. Instead, he calls his followers to store up treasures in heaven, investments in God's eternal purposes that can never be lost. Verse 21 sums up this teaching: our treasure and our heart always move together. If our treasure is earthly, our heart will cling to temporary things. If our treasure is in heaven, our heart will be centered on God Himself. If we set the desires of our heart on things that are eternal, our investment of our treasure will go there too. This verse stands as a searching test for every disciple. It asks us to consider where our true loyalty lies, reminding us that God cares not only about what we do, but also why we do it. Take action, read Matthew 6:19 through 24 in your Bible to see how this verse fits within Jesus' larger teaching. Reflection questions. 1. How does knowing the setting of the Sermon on the Mount help you understand why Jesus spoke about treasures and the heart? 2. In your own words, how would you explain the connection between treasure and heart in this passage? Memorization. Reminder, stay steady in your work of memorizing Matthew 6:21. Try closing your Bible and saying the verse aloud until the words flow naturally.